welcome to the Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
And welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Great to be with you again tonight as we storm through yet another month of dynamic radio excellence here on AM 1380 WLRN Radio, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, and, of course, going out to our affiliate stations and via the Internet, thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Winston Smith joining me in the studio tonight. Now, you know, the slackers all took off last week for Valentine's Day, left me here all by myself. But Winston is back on the horse tonight. Bill is still slacking. We're going to get him back in the saddle next week. But Winston, how was your Valentine's Day? Let's first address the week that was, and then we'll get on to tonight's program. Did you have enough chocolate? Did you enjoy the furlough?
As a matter of fact, I did. It was had a very good time. Didn't have to think about you one bit.
Now, hey, what were you doing last week during during work hours?
Well, my wife and I rented a very sickening chick flick because she likes those kinds of things, and we watched the movie, and we had some dinner, and we just had a good old time. After that, it's none of your business.
Well, I would say I could imagine, but I'm not gonna.
No, don't do that.
But we had a great show last week. I know we had some technical difficulties with the archive. All of the RBN shows did. I believe there was a lightning strike at the studios there in Texas that transmit us all over the world. But I believe they are working to refurbish those archives. So even though we were broadcasting live to the affiliate stations and via the Internet, the archive was not immediately available for those who weren't tuned in live. I can't think of what anyone would rather be doing at 9 o'clock on Valentine's Day night than listening to us. But if you weren't tuned in live, the archive should be posted sometime shortly. But nevertheless, we got a great show for you tonight. I am very much excited about tonight's show, Winston, and you know why. Those who are signed up to our mailing list know why. We have got a legitimate Hollywood producer-director on the program tonight, Merlin Miller. We're going to be talking about his work. He has made some films, critically acclaimed films, I might add, and worked with some very big Hollywood names. And his movies seek to reinforce traditional America First family values. And we're going to be comparing and contrasting his work to that of his Hollywood contemporaries. We inadvertently got into a very good discussion last week about films and culture. And it was a topic or a theme that was revisited throughout the program last week, and we are going to give the listeners what they want. We're going to be talking about movies for at least the first hour with director Merlin Miller, and it is going to be just a real dynamite show tonight, folks. So we want to give you the ear of Merlin Miller. If you have any question or comments about the movies, give us a call throughout the show, 1-800-313-9443. Merlin has graciously agreed to take your calls about movies. And we're going to pick it up with that when the Political Cesspool continues. We'll bring our guest on, James Edwards and Winston Smith, back at you right after these words from our sponsors.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Quick little shameless plug before we get things rolling tonight. I gotta say, our blog has been absolutely on fire this week. If you haven't checked out our website and read our blog lately, do yourself a favor and go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. That being said, I have always been a big fan of the movies, and apparently a lot of you are as well. So I'm excited about our guest tonight. You know, Winston, you actually, for a time there in the evolution of this program, you would do some movie reviews every so often. So I know you're a fan of good movies, too.
I certainly am. I enjoy good film, not just as entertainment, but I enjoy it as an application of literature. Movies are great, and I used to enjoy doing movie I used to enjoy doing movie reviews with you over the air, James. We did that several times.
I remember.
And, I chided you for being a chump for seeing such sorry movies.
I remember it vividly. You know, we've done over 800 shows, and I remember every minute of every one. But right. our guest tonight, Merlin Miller, was born and raised in Des Moines, Iowa, and graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point. He served several years in the U.S. Army, where he commanded two units. In 1983, Mr. Miller was accepted into the University of Southern California's Peter Stark Motion Picture Producing Program, graduating in 1985 with a degree in cinema and television. Merlin has since been an independent screenwriter, motion picture producer and director, and media instructor. Merlin's award-winning films include A Place to Grow, starring Wilford Brimley, and Jericho, starring R. Lee Ermey of Full Metal Jacket fame. His vision is to build a viable and far-reaching alternative to Hollywood, one that can help shape and a more positive destiny for the marginalized yet traditionally valued American majority. I just want to also say that Mr. Miller's bio concludes by reading that he seeks to do his part through filmmaking to restore the American dream and promote those qualities that made our country great. Unlike the proponents of pop culture, he does not propagandize his work with falsehoods, nor desensitize the public with a relentless stream of venal and decadent entertainment. His films entertain in positive ways with honor and integrity and create classic stories and characters that can be beacons of light to entertain, inform, and help recapture the vision and spirit of our founding fathers, the spirit of Americana. With that being said, Merlin Miller, welcome to the Political Cesspool and your first interview with us. Great to have you tonight.
Well, thank you, James. It's good for me to be on here, and I'm looking forward to it. And hi, Winston, how you doing?
I'm very well, sir. It's a real pleasure to get to talk to a man who wants to offer an alternative to Hollywood and promote traditional values. You don't hear about that from a movie maker very often.
Well, it's a different breed, and I'm not a typical Hollywood filmmaker. And as you saw on my background there, I'm pretty much opposed to what's going on in Hollywood, and I got to experience it for a number of years. And we're really at war. We need to take back our country, and the media is how we can do it.
Well, so many people talk about taking back the country. We try to interview people who have actually done something to do so. And you're one of those people, Merlin. And I guess my first question, you've already answered in a roundabout way. Do you support the notion that the American movie industry is not a reflection of our society anymore, but a consciously destructive force aimed at subverting American culture and traditional values?
Definitely. I think there's an agenda afoot, and it may be shocking to most people, but if you really just sit back and study what's going on in Hollywood, and especially if you trace it through time, you can see that there's a very definite agenda to bring down the values in this country. There's no longer respect for Christian values, our European-American heritage. Basically, we have to give in to a political correctness that's being imposed on us by people who are our natural enemies.
Well, you know, and we're going to get into that in a moment. I don't even want to get too far ahead because I have carefully, you know, I've been doing this long enough to where I can pretty much wing it through interviews, but I've meticulously plotted this interview to go in a certain direction because of the importance that I've put on it. But I want to say that for years, as a moviegoer, European Americans, particularly those with blonde hair and blue eyes, have always been the prototypical villains in films and movies such as Die Hard and The Lethal Weapons. Those are just a couple of the hundreds and hundreds of examples. Then you have movies, Merlin, with such absurd plot lines like A Time to Kill, where two Southern boys go out and rape a young black girl while she's out carrying groceries home to her loving family. Now, I'd be willing to bet that such a scenario as portrayed as truth in that John Gresham film has never happened in the history of Mississippi. How blatant and contemptible is it, in your opinion, the anti-white bias in Hollywood movies?
Well, it's there. If you look at the stars today, and you particularly look at the pop culture icons, those that do typically represent mid-America are always positioned in ways which we want to reject who they are. They're basically representing evil. And I look at a lot of the stars today. You look at your tabloids. These people are poster people for dysfunction. And they're supposed to represent America, and it is a very obvious distortion.
Yeah, it's talking about the distortion. I saw that movie I mentioned, A Time to Kill, and there's so many others like it. I mean, Ghost of Mississippi, Mississippi Burning. I have to balk at the utterly ridiculous storyline and the role reversal that's in play there. But unfortunately, I feel as though more and more people are being swayed to believe this alternate reality when they see film after film reinforcing the same unnatural stereotypes. You've been there. This is your business. How effective is it, in your opinion, Hollywood and entertainment in general, when it comes to shaping public perception? Does Middle America really embrace these films, or is it a mirage that the mainstream media would have us to believe?
Well, in my opinion, it's a mirage, but that mirage can become its own reality. After a period of time, with the peer pressures that are on our young people especially, they come to believe a lot of these mistruths. And in time, the values are degenerating. And I think people come to accept bad filmmaking as good filmmaking. And it's just not. They haven't been giving a good alternative. And it's a shame because our young people today just have not been exposed to good entertainment.
Well, we're going to talk in a little bit later in the interview about the alternative that you've been providing with your work. But, Winston, I want to give you an opportunity to weigh in on the debate here.
Mr. Miller, it seems that you mentioned that many of the representatives from Hollywood these days, they are poster people for dysfunction, and yet they are given an international stage upon which to spout their dysfunction. It seems that just because they have made it big in a film, that they are somehow an expert on some very complicated and very important social or political issue. Why do we grant these people the aura of expertise just because they know how to act a certain way in front of a camera?
It's just positioning. It's packaging. We want stars. We want heroes. We want idols that we can look up to. And we're given these people who are celebrities to be that. And they just aren't good role models. And for Hollywood to just keep imposing those kind of people on us and say these are people that we should pattern our lives after is just bizarre.
Well, James Edwards is my hero.
He is. Mine too.
Well, God help you both. Well, you know, they do say, though, Merlin, of course, the old adage, perception is the ultimate reality. And even though that which Hollywood portrays as truth, probably bounces off some folks like a BB gun off a tank, I'm afraid that the younger generation, the generation perhaps even younger than my own, is particularly susceptible to these things because I am telling you, and you know it as well as I do, and I don't mean to sound repetitive, movie after movie after movie, reinforcing the, you know, everything that's perverted is now wholesome. Everything that's, counterintuitive to common sense is portrayed as something that we need in our lives, and it's pretty scary. I want to read a passage here before we go to break, and we are going to open up the phone lines for Merlin Miller, everybody, 1-800-313-9443. I want to share a passage with you, Mr. Miller, from Pat Buchanan's book, The Death of the West, in which he specifically addresses the film industry, and this is what he says. The entertainment industry has wholly absorbed the ideology of cultural Marxism and preaches it endlessly, not just in sermons, but in parables. Strong women beating up weak men, children wiser than their parents, corrupt clergymen thwarted by carping drifters, upper-class blacks confronting the violence of lower-class whites, manly homosexuals who lead normal lives. It's all fable, an inversion of reality, but the entertainment media makes it seem real, more so than the world that lies beyond the front door. Buchanan continues, to appreciate how the Cultural Revolution has changed the way we think, believe, and act, contrast the values that 1950s films like On the Waterfront, High Noon, and Shane reflected and undergirded with the values espoused in the leading films today. At the Academy Awards ceremony in 2000, the two most honored films were American Beauty and Cider House Rules. American Beauty starred Kevin Spacey and depicted life in the American suburb as a moral wasteland. The villain is an ex-Marine who represses his homosexuality, collects Nazi memorabilia, and becomes a homicidal maniac. In Cider House Rules, Michael Caine portrays a soft-spoken abortionist who stands up to the bigotry of middle America. America's mass media have become the siege guns in the culture war and a vast Skinner box for conditioning America's young. The question is, Mr. Miller, and we're going to have to carry this over into break, so I'm going to ask it and then let you ponder it during the commercials. Southerners once boycotted films like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but now would seemingly pay double to see such a vile piece of work. How did we go from Shane, Dumbo, and The Yearling to films like American Beauty and Cider House Rules? And that's going to be the question for Merlin Miller when we continue and open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443 here in the Political Cesspool. We're back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Oh. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Keita Den Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Don't forget the call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. We're about to open up those phone lines. James Edwards and Winston Smith here with you on the political cesspool with our special guest, Merlin Miller. And, Mr. Miller, before we went to break, I was reading Pat Buchanan's thoughts on the modern-day movie industry and asking you the question, how did we go from studios producing films like Shane and The Yearling and celebrating heroes like Davy Crockett to watching movies like American Beauty and Cider House Rules? That's okay. Are we there again? Are you there, Mr. Miller?
Hello. Yes, I'm there.
No problem. Did you hear the question? I know we were having some technical difficulties with the mics there.
I did. You know, I have great respect for Pat Buchanan, and he's absolutely right with what he says. As far as the answers and how this has happened, I can look back in history a little bit, and I lived through some of this as a kid, but the degeneracy, the relentless assault on our traditional values really began in earnest in the 1960s. A lot of things were happening. You know, we were at war in Vietnam, a war which, again, should not have happened. We had immigration reform, which was opening up the floodgates. We had the civil rights movement, a lot of legislation taking place, which were assaulting our traditional values. But I think one thing that is not usually addressed is that it also was the time of creation of the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America. And in 1965, Jack Valenti, who had been a speechwriter for President Johnson, went out there to head up the MPAA. And basically what it was the major studios decided to form their own group to self-regulate content. And we moved away from the Hays Commission, which basically was a censorship organization to look and review programming and determine whether it was acceptable for public airing in television and be guided for movies to be released in theaters. And in essence, we handed over to the motion picture industry their ability to self-regulate their content, and doing so just by establishing a rating to go along with the movie. And that, in my opinion, really began the degeneracy of motion picture programming.
Very in-depth thought. Winston, any thoughts of your own?
Mr. Miller, I was just wondering how I could phrase this question. And I go back to the Columbine High School massacre in which Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, the two hellions who carried out the Columbine High School massacre, they wondered who would direct the movie about what they were about to carry out. They videotaped themselves. They wondered, you know, who's going to make the movie about what we're about to do. And they hoped that it would be Quentin Tarantino, the director who is known for the extreme violence depicted in his films. So we cannot deny the impact that film has on society. But why is it that we give this form of entertainment such influence over our private lives? Why is it that we look at a movie, or that we look at filmmaking in general, and we give it this this power over us?
Well, I think we don't have a lot of choice. You know, we're given such entertainment, and we make the choices when we go to buy a ticket. But if your choices are bad versus worse, people still want to be entertained. They want to go to the movies, and they want to see what's available. But we don't have a lot of choices of viewing public as to what kind of material is produced. That's Hollywood doing that. And the decision makers at the top in the studio system have their own agenda. And I, as a producer, after USC, I got to intern at Paramount, got to spend some time in the studio system. And if I wanted to produce a particular project, I have to go through a process of pitching that to studio executives. And it goes into their creative affairs department. And you go through a myriad of levels where you try to get your project approved. Anyone in that process can say no, but only one person at the very top can say yes. And the people making the decision at the very top of the studio system are the ones that are guiding the development of content. And there's a clear hand in this in terms of what has happened and bringing down the quality of entertainment. People that work in the studio system today are making films based on what they think they can get made and what will be approved for budgeting.
But people have it seems they have obliterated the line between entertainment and instruction, and that to me has reached an extreme in society where we can read a book like George Orwell's 1984 and we can look around and we can see that it's almost as if Orwell's book is being used not as a warning, but as an agenda, as a plan. And people are going to these movies, and they are seeing what is supposed to be just plain, just entertainment, and they are allowing that to influence their personal lives. And when we see these movies of this genre that's called torture porn come out, people are eating that stuff up, and we see that the crimes that are being committed are increasing in their violence, in their sadism. Why? I just can't get my mind around how it is that people cannot see that this is just a movie. It is entertainment. It is not instruction.
Well, hold that right there, gentlemen. We got to take another break. We're going to come back and open up the phone lines and talk more with Hollywood producer, director Merlin Miller. And the cesspool returns. Sit tight.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life, turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With recent... Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American-first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one-world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I know we've got some people patiently waiting to get on the line with us. Just wait a couple of more minutes, and we're going to get to all of the calls that we can. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. We would love to hear from you tonight and have you on the show. 1-800-313-9443. You know, Merlin, in many ways, Walt Disney is sort of an unconventional hero of mine. He was said to have had a lot of nationalistic tendencies, was a patriot, said a lot of hard-hitting things and politically incorrect things back in the day, and made good movies. But the days of major studios making films like Old Yeller seem to be gone. And all of the studios now, by their own admission, you were talking about the people at the top of the pyramid that to make the decisions of what films are going to be made, ultimately, they all have something in common, and they're all Jewish liberals. Then all of a sudden, there's a beacon of hope, and we find men such as yourself. Tell us about your films, A Place to Grow and Jericho, and how you've been able to use the art of motion pictures to reinforce a more positive message.
Well, to me, James, it's all about telling good stories. And my dream, my love, was always to be able to tell classic stories that were very entertaining. And as you mentioned, Walt Disney, he was my idol. I thought the man was incredible. And his studio was the only one throughout the golden era of Hollywood that was not Jewish-owned and controlled.
That's right.
He had an agenda and felt that he was always discriminated against. And people may not be aware of it, but at the outset of World War II, his studio was actually occupied by the U.S. military, and he was compelled to make propaganda films, whereas the other studios used that period of time to make really substandard movies, but that were you know, escapism for the people of the time, and they profited, whereas Walt Disney went deep in debt. And a lot of things like that, if you really study it, you find out that everything was done to put up roadblocks for people like Walt Disney. And the same thing is going on today for quality independence. And there are a lot of good films that get made, but they don't reach the public. Some film festivals, you can find some real jewels, but they don't get distribution. Winston mentioned Quentin Tarantino a few minutes ago. He's a particular example of an independent filmmaker who can make, in my opinion, something that is pure garbage, and he will be embraced by Hollywood, and his career will be promoted, and everything will be done to enhance the kind of films that he wants to make, where somebody with quality is going to have every roadblock imaginable put in front of them. It's been an insidious process, and I finally came to the conclusion after making A Place to Grow and Jericho, and I was involved in about a dozen other films as an assistant producer or assistant director, but those two films, A Place to Grow and Jericho, were really mine in terms of creative writing, directing, the producing, and I ran into so many barriers trying to reach the public with these films, even though they were award-winning films. And I've recently come to the conclusion that you have to totally circumvent Hollywood. You cannot in any way depend on Hollywood, and that is part of our game plan right now with Americana Pictures, is we want to be totally independent of Hollywood for the marketing of our films. We've got to be very inventive. We've got to think out of the box. We've got to be revolutionary in reaching the people with quality entertainment that they will hopefully rally to.
So if you're trying to do that, obviously you must believe that it can, in fact, be done. Make quality motion pictures with big-name actors that can reach the public without going through the Hollywood, the controlled system that is Hollywood.
Definitely. You know, actors just want to act, and you can get them. You may not be able to afford the ones that you really want. You know, the Brad Pitts, they're $20 million. Like, Brad actually read Jericho, and we knew his mother pretty well. We lived in Springfield, Missouri, and she loved the project. His manager, his agent, the studio execs that he were working with would not allow it. It was a project that respected right over wrong, return to family, peace over violence. It had all those positive themes, and his career doesn't go in that direction. And but you can do it. The demand is there by the public. They just don't have the alternatives reaching them, and we have to find a way to reach the public with that alternative.
Well, you might not have been able to land Brad Pitt, but you did get to work with Wilford Brimley and Arlie Ermey, two actors that I think if you follow movies even casually, you will know their names, if not know their faces. What was it like being able to work with guys like that?
They're just gifted. You turn the camera on, and these people come to life, and they just have the talent. But personally, I'm a believer in developing fresh talent, new talent, and giving opportunities to people that if they go to Hollywood, they're just going to be exploited. They aren't really going to have an opportunity to shine. If they do, they have to compromise their core values, and they have to basically be victimized by the Hollywood system. We want to, again, give opportunities to people, whether it's a major star that just wants to do something quality and get away from the Hollywood regimen, or somebody new that wants to have an opportunity to do something they can be proud of.
And again, this isn't pie in the sky, because you've done it. You've worked with big actors. You've had your scripts read by even bigger actors, and you're making movies, and you intend to make more. Winston, a question from you before we go to the phones.
Well, I wanted to know what it was like working with Arlie Ermey. I could never get tired.
Going back to Arlie Ermey.
he was a great guy. He played the marshal in our film Jericho, and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And his last day on the set, he actually went through his whole drill sergeant regimen, and the crew just fell in love with him. Just an outstanding actor and a wonderful man.
So a nice guy, not a prima donna.
No, not at all. Very down to earth.
Let's go to Paul in New Jersey, who's been waiting patiently. Paul, you're on the Political Cesspool with Merlin Miller, our guest tonight.
Yeah, when you're talking about the movies that Hollywood makes, I think it's been counted up at least 200 Holocaust movies have been made. And it just seems that over and over again, we can see the Jewish zeitgeist and also a Jewish cultural attack on Gentiles and trying to make them feel guilty or any form of white nationalism is associated with anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. And meanwhile, when you think of just the Jewish role in the Bolshevik Revolution and the amount of Jewish commissars like Lazar Kaganovich, the Bermans, you know, whenever I hear the name Berman, like New York sportscaster, I think about what if his last name was Himmler? But we don't know about. We're not taught by their media about the Jewish role in the Soviet Holocaust. You know,
and there, and the Armenian Holocaust. And don't forget that one.
Right, and there's no movie, or the Belarusian, for that matter. There's just a bunch of massacres in Belakun and all the other Soviet commissariat, and their mass crimes, the Jewish media covers up. They never bring up their crimes.
And have you noticed that these Holocaust films always come out at Christmas time when Christians want to celebrate the birth of our Savior? You always see these Holocaust movies come out to distract Christians from the meaning of the Christmas season.
Well, certainly, Paul, I would agree with what you're driving at here. I mean, obviously, we know that these people that run the studios are going to make movies that portray what they would want the world to know. Do you have a question for Merlin Miller?
Paul, it's a great point, and there really is an agenda at foot there that I think people are becoming more and more aware of. And if your film, as an independent filmmaker, if your film doesn't either deal with the Holocaust or in some way promote the Zionist Jewish agenda, you're just not going to get to first base with the project.
And there's covering every minutia of Holocaust stories. Now, this boy with the striped pajamas and The Reader, all these books are associated with World War II. Valkyrie, all these movies.
And they're going to make a movie about the Angel of the Fence, too.
Focus on World War II and Hitler. And, you know, just Germanophobia. And it's almost like our government should promote affirmative action for Gentiles in the movie industry and representation. There is no diversity
in
Hollywood.
Well,
an ethnic racket.
Yeah, and a lot of that goes
and
to...
And really, there should be RICO hearings by the Senate and the Congress to force proper representation in the Hollywood, and force them to put more Gentiles in charge of these movie making and choice of movie stories.
Merlin, I'll let you take it from there. Thank you for the call, Paul.
You're right, Paul, but unfortunately, I think what you'll find is that in Washington, D.C., the control by the Zionist and Jewish community is just as complete as it is in Hollywood. And I think another aspect of this is that when I went to USC, there were 20 in my year group that graduated from the Peter Stark producing program. Five were Jewish. Those five are making major films today. I'm the only one of the other 15 that is still in the industry.
I tell you, the more I talk to Merlin Miller, the more interested I become. This is a riveting interview. Merlin, Paul was making a good point there. You see so many movies, it's the same story over and over and over and over. I mean, not only has it just been told so many times, I mean, it's just complete repetition. When's the last time, besides one of your own movies, that you've seen a movie come out of one of the eight major studios that you say, you know what, that's not a bad film. That's something that, you know, maybe I could have been a part of.
I have to think hard, James, to think on those. You know,
any good movies at all in the last decade that you would say, you know what, I kind of like that one.
Well, I like some films. I tend to like some of the epics. I was a fan, of course, of some of the classic filmmakers, the David Leans, the George Stevens, the Walt Disneys. But in terms of recent years, you know, I can look at films like Gladiator. I like the epics that have something to say about our times, and I like virtually any genre. I just like to be inspired and feel like I'm being entertained in a way which is, respectful of decency.
And that's, of course, what your movies are all about. And I tell you, you're really lighting up the phone lines, Merlin. A lot of people want to talk to you. Let's go to another call. Craig in New York. Craig, you're on the air with Merlin Miller.
Hello?
Hello, Craig.
Hi. Hello. Good to talk to you, Mr. Miller.
Hi. Good to talk to you, Craig.
I had a question. In terms you're talking about circumventing Hollywood, I just graduated from school. A lot of people in my classes spend a lot of time on the internet and going to local film festivals. What's the possibility of the alternative of Hollywood, like distributing online, showing clips online, or making their own little small short film festivals start small and grow bigger?
Excellent.
I think it's a great point, Craig. I think you have to go viral today. If you can come up with a project that really connects with a small segment of the market, you've got to find a way to go viral. And the internet is a way to do that and get a buzz around your film. Whether it's a short film or a feature-length film, you've got to do something special. And in our case, we're looking to actually be controversial. We want to do it with quality, but we want to attack issues that deal with the problems of our times.
I think that
I believe that you do intend to be controversial.
We do.
Because you have come on this show. Thanks again for the call, Craig. Mike in Maryland, a question for Merlin Miller.
Hey, I'm enjoying listening to this program here. I'm a movie buff, but I tell you what, I'm very picky. I can't stand 95% of the crap that comes out of Hollywood. I mostly watch independent and foreign films. I guess I'm a bit of a snob in that respect, but I like cowboy movies. And Ed Harris came out with one recently. I can't remember the name.
Appaloosa.
That movie sucked.
It did. And, you know, Ed Harris and Jeremy Irons are two of my favorite actors. I think they have a lot of skill. And I really, Lance Henriksen's in that. And I figured that would be a good movie because Ed Harris produced, directed, starred, you know, he did everything. And it really wasn't a good movie. I was expecting Tombstone.
Well, I came in there with high expectations because I'm like you. I like Ed Harris. Every movie of his I've seen, I thought was good.
He's a great actor.
And what really made me off, I mean, I'm not a violence freak, but the guy, Ed Harris' sidekick, had this huge 10-gauge shotgun carrying it around, and I think, oh boy, they're gonna have some big scene where he's gonna cut somebody in half with that 10-gauge shotgun, you know? You know, he's gonna blast some bad guys away, and that SOB never fired that gun once.
Yeah, that was Viggo Mortensen, by the way.
And I'm not a violence freak, but I mean, what's the point of having the damn gun around if you ain't going to use it? But I tell you what, a good movie, you like cowboy movies, a good cowboy movie, and oddly enough, it was an Australian Western, and it's called The Proposition.
I haven't
Great
seen that
story.
One.
Huh?
I have not seen that one.
Okay, you've got to see it. It takes place in Australia, I guess in the late 1880s, somewhere around there. British actors, maybe some Irish actors, but it was about this Irish gang of brothers that terrorized this one territory in Australia, and they had this, version of a sheriff, and I won't give away the plot, but basically he kidnaps one of the brothers of the bad guys and threatens to kill him if the other brother doesn't bring the rest of the gang in, and that's the plot of the story. It's a great story, great acting all the way around, intelligent, The Proposition. You got to see it. But here's my pet peeve about Hollywood, okay? Off my rant now. Well, I'm going to start a rant now. But
yeah.
Basically, I'm a history buff. I don't claim to be an expert, but even when I was a kid and I would watch World War II movies, because I love World War II movies, And I'd see a scene where the Germans are attacking, and these clowns will have a Sherman tank with swastikas painted on it. I get so mad I couldn't see straight. Okay, well, that's just, you know, that's a minor detail. But I'll tell you a movie, great for entertainment value, is Braveheart, but it gets F-minus in history.
Well, we talked about that last week. I mean, Mel Gibson has made some great movies, The Patriot, Braveheart.
Yeah.
Apocalypto was good, obviously Passion of the Christ, and then even though he wasn't in it, Gods and Generals is another good movie that came out recently. But do you have a question for Merlin? We're running a little bit short on time, Mike, and I don't want to cut you off.
I'm almost through with the rant, but like the Battle of Stirling Bridge, where's the bridge, okay? But at any rate, you can write a book on the historical inaccuracies. No, I don't know. I just I'm like you. I hope that, you know, we can get more Anglo-friendly movies out there. And,
well, we're talking to one of the guys that can do it.
Well, I always have ideas to write scripts and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, Mike, that's the key to the future. We need a streamline of quality material, and it comes down to the script. We got to have great scripts. And we did, in fact, just write one, a friend and I, kind of similar to Braveheart, dealing with a Germanic hero 2,000 years ago, a man named Arminius. Referred to him as Hermann.
Yeah.
Incredible story.
Well, thanks again for the call, Mike, out of Maryland. Very animated, and gave us a couple of movie critiques to boot. And I agree with his assessment of Appaloosa. It was underwhelming.
Yeah, it's a man of few words who can review a movie with two words. It sucked.
Hey, we got callers of all stripes, and we love them all, and I appreciate
that.
We do. We haven't even gotten to half the callers yet. Much more to come tonight with Merlin Miller. Actually, Merlin, you're only scheduled to be on with us for another 10 minutes. But I feel as though we have more to cover. Would you mind extending your stay with us a little bit longer?
Oh, not at all. Look forward to it, James.
Okay, set tight, everyone.
Excellent.
We're going to get back to the phones. I've got more questions for Merlin. Winston's got more questions for Merlin. And according to our producers, a lot of you out there have more questions and comments for Merlin Miller as we talk about Hollywood filmmaking in general and the role that motion pictures play in shaping our culture. Critically acclaimed film director Merlin Miller is our guest, and the Political Cesspool will continue tonight on Republic Broadcasting. Right after this, don't forget to go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and donate to this program if you appreciate our work. We're back right after the break.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and what a show it is tonight. I want to ask everybody calling in to wait patiently. We are going to get to everyone, thanks to Merlin Miller's generosity and agreeing to a little extended play tonight. But, Merlin, got to put you on the spot here for a second, just because when you have the opportunity to talk to a Hollywood insider, you got to take full advantage of it. And since I am such a fan of the movies in my life outside of politics, what are some of your favorite actors? If you could, if a wish could make it so, who would you want to cast in your next film?
I love some of the actors that, to me, have charisma. And when you look at them on the screen, your eyes just go to them. And people like Sean Connery. I'd love to have a role for Sean Connery in one of our films. And it may be possible. An actor like him, if he likes the part, he'll do those things, and especially if it only involves a few days. But I like actors like that, that just have that charisma when they come on screen. Most of your big names today just don't have longevity. They may be promoted well by Hollywood, but they just don't have that star quality.
Winston?
Since you brought that up, we know that the most charismatic and the most effusive man in America right now is James Edwards. What sort of role, in what sort of role would you cast James Edwards? Would he be the dashing hero, or would he be the... What role would you envision for James Edwards?
Winston only charged me $100, by the way, for that setup.
If I were casting James, he'd be a leading man. If Hollywood were casting him, he'd be the bad guy.
You know what? I think that right there sums up the kind of contrast that we were looking for in this program when talking about the. You know, he's exactly right.
So would you cast James as the Jack Ryan character in some geopolitical thriller, or would he be the warrior type who led his tribe to victory over a oppressive and barbaric horde?
I see James as being the soft-spoken guy that has to rise to the cause and be the hero to save the day.
You know, soft-spoken ain't him.
Well, you know, you can't have everything. If it was Hollywood and I was black, I could play the computer genius.
Yeah.
Or the airplane pilot or the doctor.
Yeah, this coming from a guy whose computer is like a 280ZX or...
I'm still on dial-up. What can I say?
Yeah, I'm still on dial-up using AOL. Yeah,
I'm still on dial-up. What can I say?
The computer genius.
Well, Marlon, let me ask you this, and we've got to go to another break, and then we're going to go back to the phones. Now, I think you've pretty much already established here that, in your opinion, the most prudent way to go about film producing is building alternative entities, not wrestling control back of the Hollywood establishment from those who own it now. Is that right?
That's right. Everything you do, if you're trying to deal through Hollywood, you're going to have barriers placed in front of you. We've got to be totally independent of the Hollywood model.
Well, that says it simply enough. There's your answer on that, folks. 30 seconds to break. When we come back, we're going to go all over the country answering some of these phone calls from Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Memphis, all on the line, wanting to talk movies with our esteemed guest tonight and friend, Merlin Miller, the second hour of the Political Cesspool Radio program this Saturday night, February 21st, continues right after this. Don't go anywhere. James Edwards and Winston Smith back with you in a flash.
Don't go away. Hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
With recent